Pilots of three regional U.S. airline brands authorize a strike. The Dubai Air Show set an attendance record this year. And helicopter sling work can be hazardous. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. I hope our U.S. listeners had a safe and happy Thanksgiving holiday. Now, as soon as you're done listening, go hit the gym. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, November 25th, 2011. A Eurocopter AS-350B2 helicopter being used to help erect a seven-story tall artificial Christmas tree on the waterfront in Auckland, New Zealand Tuesday morning, apparently caught a cable with its main rotor, resulting in a spectacular crash that was seen live on a web video stream from TV New Zealand. Video from other angles at the scene appears to show a load cable used to erect the artificial tree's central tower failing to release from the helicopter. The helicopter descends to allow a ground worker to pull on the cable in an apparent attempt to release it, but he inadvertently pulls the slack portion of the cable away from the tower into the main rotor, and the machine is torn apart in an instant. You can watch the video online. From the YouTube search box, enter Viaduct Helicopter Crash and look for the result, which runs 5 minutes 10 seconds long. Look for key footage at about 3.5 minutes in. The pilot, identified as Greg Gribble, walked away from the wreck with the assistance of two ground workers. He was treated and released by Auckland Hospital, according to TVNZ. Gribble and his son Jazz both work as pilots in their family business, Helisika Helicopters, which was the operator of the accident aircraft. New Zealand's Civil Aviation Authority is investigating. The artificial tree is to feature 375,000 lights and incorporate a feature which allows viewers on the internet to program it with their own lighting sequences. Pilots for three airlines owned by Republic Airways Holdings have voted to authorize their union leaders to call a strike against the company should it become necessary. Members of Teamsters Local 357, who fly for Chautauqua, Republic Airlines, and Shuttle America, are said to have voted by an overwhelming margin. The pilots are working under a 2003 contract, which has been amendable since 2007. Teamsters Local 357's leadership says it has willingly limited contract negotiations to the issues of outsourcing, compensation, displacement and vacancies, and scheduling. All scheduled mediation sessions have now concluded. Pat Gannon, chairman of the local's Pilot Executive Council, says pilots do not want a strike. Quote, "However, we need the company to understand that it is in everyone's best interest to treat pilots fairly and with respect. We have pilots who work long hours but still can't feed their families." Unquote. Book your holiday plans accordingly. German carmaker Daimler has sold half its 15% stake in Eads, which it's been trying to do for some time, and those shares will remain in German hands, preserving the national balance of ownership of Eads. But the German government itself is the buyer, discouraging to those who had hoped to see Eads make progress in moving into the private sector. Reuters reports that Eads CEO Louis Gallois is publicly expressing satisfaction with the move, saying, quote, "The decision clarifies the evolution of the controlling shareholding in Germany and ends some uncertainty," unquote. The comment is in contrast to those of Airbus CEO Tom Enders, who called the transfer of shares to Germany's state bank, KfW, a move, quote, "completely the wrong direction," unquote. The ownership structure of Eads is more complicated than some private corporations. The company was a merger of interests from Germany, France, and Spain, formally completed in late 1999. And is structured to make transferring shares difficult to avoid a takeover. This pact has made it difficult for partners to liquidate their shares to address changing circumstances. Final numbers are in for last week's 12th annual Dubai Air Show, and organizers say a record 56,000 visitors bought and sold more than $63 billion in aircraft, maintenance services, and flight training programs. The show is organized under the patronage of Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President and Prime Minister of the United Arab Emirates and ruler of Dubai, and in cooperation with Dubai Civil Aviation Authority, Dubai Airports, and the UAE Armed Forces. Embraer and BOC Aviation, a Singapore-based aircraft leasing company, have signed a contract for the sale of 15 Embraer E190s. Deliveries are scheduled from the fourth quarter of 2012 through 2014. BOC Aviation is Embraer's newest aircraft leasing company customer, and describes itself as Asia's leading aircraft leasing company, with a fleet of modern aircraft flying with more than 40 airlines worldwide. St- Still ahead, the Space Shuttle Enterprise has officially been adopted. SpaceX says it needs to add another launch site. And Washington State makes its case to build the Boeing 737 MAX. You're listening to AeroNews.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, November 25th. I'm Paul Plack. NASA and the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum announced on Tuesday the official transfer of the title of Space Shuttle Orbiter Enterprise from NASA to the museum in New York City. It's expected that the Enterprise will be ferried from Washington, D.C. to JFK International aboard a 747 NASA shuttle carrier aircraft in the spring. It will then be taken by barge to the Intrepid Complex at Pier 86 of the Hudson River Park and placed on the aircraft carrier's flight deck under a protective covering. The public will have the ability to see the shuttle while visiting the Intrepid. The Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum Complex includes the 900-foot-long aircraft carrier Intrepid with seven full decks and four theme halls, the guided missile submarine Growler, and an extensive collection of over 30 aircraft. SpaceX says it's seeking a new launch site to meet increasing demand from commercial customers. The company already has an active launch pad at Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida and is currently developing a site at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. SpaceX also operates a rocket development facility in McGregor, Texas. SpaceX says it has received 14 new orders for its Falcon 9 rocket just in the last year. The company has over $3 billion in business booked through 2017 and has sold over 40 missions for the Falcon 9. Over half are for commercial customers. The world's two largest plane makers are in serious competition to sell as many as 150 new, more fuel-efficient narrow-body airliners to the world's largest airline as United Continental seeks fuel savings and a way to trim costs. Boeing has fallen behind Airbus in sales in recent years, but just scored big with a record-setting order from Lion Air. The United Continental order could add as many as 130 single-aisle airplanes worth $15 billion at today's prices, according to a report from Reuters. Analysts are split on when the decision will come, but many say it's not likely to come in time to affect calendar 2011 sales totals. Boeing's new 737 plant in South Carolina appears to have shaken the assumption by officials in Washington State that the company will always be their economic sugar daddy. An aerospace competitiveness study commissioned by the Washington Aerospace Partnership supports the state's contention that it remains the best location for construction of Boeing's new 737 MAX, but it may not have considered all the factors the company will consider. Underwritten by the state and conducted by Accenture, the study concludes the productivity of Boeing's experienced workforce and an established supplier network are exclusive advantages for the region. The Renton Reporter reports the study compared 14 cities in California, New Mexico, Texas, Kansas, Alabama, Florida, and North and South Carolina. Boeing has expressed concerns that frequent union strikes are making its delivery forecasts to customers lose credibility. A former Boeing official has gone so far as to warn the state it risks becoming a 21st century rust belt if things don't change. The first deliveries of the new 737 MAX aren't expected until sometime in 2017, but Boeing is expected to announce the location of its new plant in the next few months. And finally today, sheriff's deputies in Waller County, Texas, tell the Associated Press a plane containing a considerable amount of marijuana was abandoned at Houston Executive Airport after it suffered a nose gear failure on landing and skidded into the grass. The runway grass, that is. Witnesses reportedly saw people running away from the plane after it came to a stop. The sheriff said the contraband found was certainly more than would be for personal use. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend. and have a clear and unlimited day.